T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on a Tuesday evening on your fan. New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer. Paulie Rosenberg there on the other side of the glass and the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number to call as we take you on a Tuesday schmooze right up until 10. And JJ After Dark on your fan, New York City.
Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering...
You know, it gives some of these guys that are on the roster for a reason an opportunity to go out and show what they can do. We can find some players that are going to be part of the answers as we move forward this season and beyond.
You heard of a fire sale. This is a sale on fire.
Well, in terms of the players, you know, there may be some changes. We'll see.
Manning on a play fake. Going to throw it. The pass is intercepted. He tried to throw the slant to Beckham, and it got intercepted. Giants are going to go for it on a 4th and 3. Manning in a shotgun set. Here comes the pressure. Throws it through the hands of Ingram. Incomplete.
You just step back and look and just see better ways to do things, you know.
Fire sale. It's so hot outside. Our prices inside are on fire.
Kyle Lauletta, senior quarterback, University of Richmond.
Come on down!
Lauletta, bootleg left. Plenty of room in front of him. Now they catch up. He cuts back to the 5, dives to the goal line, and it's a touchdown for Kyle Lauletta.
We want to develop a good and a solid quarterback culture here. This is a guy that's a winner. I think he's got all the traits, all the things you're looking for in a quarterback.
Lauletta stands in the pocket, throws on the run. It's grabbed by Editawu. He's got room down the right sideline. 15, cut back 10. He scores. Touchdown, 41 yards, and the Giants take the lead.
To be honest, I don't think it really matters that much. I mean, Eli's healthy. He's playing pretty well. I mean, I think last game, there were some throws and some plays he wish he had back.
Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century.
Fire sale, it's hot.
Well, Kyle Lauletta, and you did hear from him in that production piece, he was this morning on the move. We'll get to that in a second. Nothing really with the Giants or the Jets. A production piece for absolutely nothing that really happened with the two New York football teams. We shall tell you as the program moves along. Denver said bye-bye to Demaryius Thomas. Detroit said bye-bye to Golden Tate. The Seahawks releasing Brandon Marshall. Ty Montgomery, you fumbled. You did not give Aaron Rodgers a chance to win on Sunday in the final 2 minutes against the Rams of Hollywood. Packers traded him to Baltimore. And the Jaguars traded Dante Fowler to the Rams. And we'll get into all of this. And, of course, the Redskins trading a 4th-round pick to Green Bay for Clinton Dix. We'll get into those moves as we move along with the program right up until JJ After Dark at 10. Okay. Time now to hop on the Mets Van Wagoner. For the curious, Brody Van Wagoner did not use an agent to negotiate his deal with the Metropolitans. Brody was relieved to hear that on most decisions to be made, he'll only be required to meet with John Rico, followed by J.P. Ricciardi, and then Omar Minaya, before bringing his own thoughts to Jeff Wilpon, who will then bring Brody's thoughts, Rico's thoughts, and Omar's thoughts to his father, who will tell Jeff to make up his own mind, but it would be nice and respectful to let Saul Katz know what everybody is thinking and get Saul's thoughts on any decision, and then make the final decision with what to do with spending with any player involved in the offseason. Brody will now be able to use the executive bathroom in the front office, and he'll be getting 6 months free rent on any Wilpon-owned apartment building. As an added perk, he's going to get a 10% discount on his choice of season ticket plans and a season-long press pass, allowing him a box lunch before the game, burgers and beer during the game, and post-game locker room leftovers will be available for takeout. And that could have been the perk that sealed the deal. Brody now joins the other side. And before, as an agent, he would go to the Wilpons representing Cy Grom, the Viking god, Cespedes, and Todd Frazier, to name four, and say to Jeff Wilpon, this is what we want. Now, as a member of Team Wilpon, he'll now say to his former clients, take it or leave it. Kyle Lauletta, fast becoming the most popular player on the New York Football Giants as the backup quarterback, was sacked earlier today by Wee Hawkins' finest. Lauletta, a former pizza delivery guy and a former Uber driver, said he was just trying to avoid the heat, the pressure, the blitz before he was busted. He also said he wanted to prove he was more mobile, more evasive than Eli Manning, who probably would have stayed in his lane, going straight ahead before being intercepted by the opposition. The Giants plan on taking his headphones and his clipboard away from him during this upcoming bye week. Lauletta did provide some good news. He did say that if he is granted parole, he'll be free on Sundays from 1 to 7:30. Think for a moment of the New York Football Giants not winning. The New York Jets, be patient. Someday it'll be about wins and losses. The New York Yankees, 100 wins, a wild card win, and not good enough for a lot of Yankee fans. The New York Knickerbockers, man will walk on Mars before it's turned around. The Brooklyn Nets. Here's what you do when you go to a Nets game at the Barclays Center. After the game, for fulfillment, fun, and satisfaction, you head to Peter Luger's in Williamsburg or to Faria's Pizza in Midwood. The New York Rangers. It's the 70s all over again with trial and error and a king without a crown. The New York Islanders and the New Jersey Devils. Who, what, when, where, and why? The New York Metropolitans. A penny for your thoughts. You want to look ahead because you want the past to repeat itself. When moments turned into memories. When you could say as a New York fan, whether it be baseball or basketball or football or the hockey. When you can remember when you could say it is good to be king.
Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in seen yesterday.
Swung on and grounded to second. Cano fields, throws to first, in time. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win.
Now the pitch on the way. He struck him out. Struck him out. The Mets have won the World Series. And they're crowd jamming and crowding all over Jesse Orasco.
Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete. And the ball game's over. And the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
That is the game. The pass to Richardson. He has the ball. The game is over. The New York Jets are the world champions. They have upset the Baltimore Colts and beat them handily here today.
Inbounded, the clock goes, and the game is over, and New York has won the ball game. The New York Knicks headed for the quiet of their locker room, having won the NBA championship.
And the crowd storms out of the court. 1 second, the clock is out, and the ball game's over. Pandemonium as the New York Nets win 112-106.
There's the horn, and the New York Islanders have won tonight.
Is going to chase it down front to Arden. He scores! Jason Arden has scored! And the Devils have won the Cup!
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup. Something that most people did not think they would hear in their lifetime.
Oh, I believe in yesterday.
And eventually, yesterday will turn into today and tomorrow. And count on it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.